My concept was to write a kind of a large-scale piano piece solo, which then would be maneuvered into the world of concerto writing. I'm in the maneuvering process now.
Well, that's flexible. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because then wherever you go, you have this piece that you can pull out of your bag and go to town on, which is great, because if they have the orchestra, you can do it. If they don't, then...
That's true. And it's, for me, it's a piece that's different from what I've done previously, in the sense that it's very American. I've been very interested, having lived and traveled a lot abroad, I've been very interested in the influence of those musics on me. And it was funny because I remembered Jed wrote a review of a festival that I played in a number of years ago at Oberlin, and his favorite part was the part that was of my piece was the part that felt very American. And I think people have said this to me over and over, well, it's really nice that, you know, that you like Turkey and you like Africa and you like but where your music and your heart really seems to be is American, so wouldn't you do more of that? So this piece is totally that. It's blues-oriented, it's jazz-oriented, Latin-oriented, gospel-oriented, just in terms of how I've absorbed those sensibilities.
Okay, so that was my next question was, what sounds American to you? But maybe you just answered it. Jazz, Latin, blues, gospel, is that the American sound?
Yeah, that's the American sound. And also, I spent a year in Ghana. I had a Fulbright to teach and do research, and I know both cerebrally and also very much in my heart and in my own life experience about the connection of jazz and gospel to West African music.
Okay.
I mean, I very much live with drumming and understood the dances there, and they start there as maybe Abaja, which is a dance of the Volta region, and after years later they migrate and we get the shuffle here.
And, wow.
So one of the movements really addresses that, which is, it's just my language, but it's that rhythm that seems to have floated across time and continents.
So how many movements is the piece?
Well, the piece really, it has three, and then there's a poor movement that has never been let out. I think probably at the concert I'll play three, and someday there'll be. It's called Barrel House. I wrote a sketch. I tried very hard to work on the sketch of Barrel House, and Barrel House seems to refuse to be born.
Okay, I've had that experience.
So the piece for me also has an untraditional shape in that it actually ends with there's a huge amount of rhythmic activity in the middle, and then it ends with a very sad, spiritually introverted movement, which is called Grace, and actually was written while a very close relative of mine was dying, and
wow.
I had hoped that he was going to get to hear the piece live, and I literally finished it a day late for him.
Wow.
So it's very meditative.
Yeah, well, it sounds also very personal, too.
Yeah, very personal.
As much as, would you say a lot of your music has that really personal connection, or is that an unusual case?
No, I grew up loving and also writing a lot of dramatic music. My background is from the time I was, I think, maybe 13 and 14, I wrote music for the theater, and music which told the story, and I wrote songs, and then I wrote film music. So I'm very much interested in the narrative and the emotional experience. And most of the pieces that I wrote maybe 10 or 15 years ago are very narrative, and they are very emotional and personal. I have a piece called Obsession, and everybody always wants to know, okay, so what's happening? It's up for you to imagine. But and I have a political piece, The Cry of the Mothers, and they are very emotional, personal, and narrative all at the same time. Maybe after Africa, or just getting to be a different age, I was maybe more interested in systems and form and things that might be more cerebral. This piece is kind of a combination.
Oh.
It's not trying to tell any story other than Grace being about Larry. It's actually personal because it's based on being very much in love with a lot of composer pianists. When I was writing blues, I was listening to the CD of La Scala, Keith Jarrett live performance.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the sound of the piano with him and his material in that space was really, for me, a very, very powerful force. And I wanted to write a piece that was my response to it. And then the second movement, Pascoalet, is a response to Hermeto Pascoal, who was a Brazilian pianist, composer, crossover figure, and quite eccentric in his playing and his writing.
Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of that because I'm very close out here with his former keyboardist, Jovino Santos Neto, who had lots of recordings and lots of music and lots of talk, you know, insights about him and the stories. And then Grace is just, as I said, this kind of wondering. I'm fascinated with this, how these rhythms have moved across continents. So how is it going to move in me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, as I said, that's the only one that I would actually say is really sort of tell a story, which is sort of the story of a search for the spirit and something transcendental.